That's Billy Ray Cyrus there and Achy Breaky Heart. Now, before we go any further, I have to congratulate Hugo Duncan and his team for a wonderful week's broadcasting on behalf of Children in Need. They played a stormer all week. Had you seen them down in the office from morning to night, they were getting those auction items together. And what a wonderful, wonderful job Hugo did on his programmes. Congratulations, Hugo. And with a bit of luck, hopefully when they add up all the monies that come in over the past week, Hugo will be coming into the programme, hopefully to tell us how much they raised. But respect, man, respect, as they say. This is Kenny Rogers and Lucille. We have a fabulous programme between 9 and 5 o'clock. Let me tell you this. What a mixture of music we have today. From an Elvis impersonator, the great Jim Brown will be here. From the folk sessions, we have the great Sean Donnelly. Sean will be talking to Sean in about 5 minutes' time or so. If you're into your rock, then Nickelback, one of the biggest groups in the world. I'll be talking to two of the lads from that. And then remember young Jordan O'Keefe, who was in Britain's Got Talent. He was a semi-finalist a couple of years ago. Jordan will be along as well. And Jordan will be playing his song that he's dedicating to Children in Need. All that coming up between now and 5 o'clock. Shania Twain, a lady that's very hard to impress indeed. Now, last month, as you know, we here on BBC Radio Ulster and BBC Television honoured the memory of our friend Gerry Anderson with a week-long series of programmes made by Gerry and programmes made for Gerry. One of them was a two-hour musical tribute from our Blackstaff studios here in Belfast when many of the acts he supported and encouraged over the years came to perform for him. It was an absolutely superb night. And because so many people were disappointed in not getting a ticket for it, we actually filmed the whole event, and I'm delighted to tell you that you can now see it if you go to the BBC iPlayer. It's all there, and it really, really is worth seeing. One of the contributors that night is my first guest today. Folk singer Sean Donnelly was a very close friend of Gerry's. I'm going to have a chat with Sean in a moment, but first, with a track from his brand new album, this is Sean Donnelly. Lovely, Sean, as usual, lovely. Good to see you again.
Thanks indeed, Gerry.
I was talking about that tribute night for Gerry. It was a really special night, wasn't it? It was very important that you were there. You wanted to be there that night particularly.
Yes, it was an honour to be invited, actually. It was really wonderful to be there. And it was such a super night for everybody.
Wasn't it just? Now, the new album you've entitled And Our Time Together, you've dedicated it to Gerry.
Yes.
What was your time and Gerry's time like together?
Well, it was a laugh from start to finish, as you can imagine. We had almost 4 years playing together and travelling around the country and that sort of thing. And it was great. And it was every show was completely different.
What was so special about him for you, Sean?
Well, I think it was because working with Gerry was, you know, it was totally unscripted. And you never really knew what was going to happen. And it was wonderful, you know, because it sort of retained a great freshness. And, you know, it was a voyage of discovery every night we went out.
But he was a devil, wasn't he?
Like, oh, he was.
His sense of humour was wicked at times.
I remember way, way back, the very first time I ever came into in the studio with Gerry. And I was very nervous and was sitting up and he says, we'll have you on. Gerry shows, you know, around from 10:30.
Yes.
And have you on, he says, Sean, before the news at about 10:55 or thereabouts, you know. And I says, that's fine. And I was ready. He wanted me to sing The Homes of Donegal. His favourite song. And he said to me, oh, we're running a wee bit late, Sean. I'll have you on after the news. I says, that's fine. After the news is fine, yeah. So I could see the studio clock and it was just coming up to about 10:58 and he put on a record and he took off his earphones and threw them down on the desk and he went out the door and shouted over his shoulder, if I'm not back in time, Sean, would you read the news? When first we met, complete awkward strangers, we did not know if we could be friends. How soon we came to know each other, and now I know we will meet again. So here's to you and our time together. I will share with you a parting glass and bid adieu with some smiles and laughter. Our time apart will be short and pass.
That's Erasure and A Little Respect. Actually, I interviewed the guys not so long ago on the programme, and we sort of do put all our interviews now online, so if you've missed that interview, you would like to hear it from the boys, all you have to do is go to www.bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster and follow the links to the Gerry Kelly page and all the interviews that we do on the programme. Virtually, they're all there. And I'm sure Jeff Maskell, who's in front of me, has been listening to all those interviews during the week.
Every single one.
Thank you, Jeff.
I'm doing my homework. Yes.
Correct answer. Correct answer. Weather-wise, I spent a day at home yesterday.
Working. Good man.
It rained from morning to midnight. What is going on, Jeff?
Well, thankfully, the worst is now behind us.
Is it? Thank goodness
well,
for that.
Well, sort of behind us.
Always get you that, doesn't it? That's Kenny Loggins and Footloose. Now, my next guest today is widely acclaimed as one of the great Elvis Presley tribute acts. Jim Brown, he's a Belfast lad, but his uncanny likeness to Elvis, voice-wise, has taken him all over the world. Charlie Hodge, who sang harmony for Elvis, said, "This guy makes my flesh creep. Felt like my old boss was back again." And I'm delighted to say that Jim's with me this afternoon. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you, Jack.
Not only did Charlie Hodge say that, but Tom Jones says, after hearing you, "Finally, at last, someone who does Presley justice."
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
No pressure there, no pressure there.
Those are two of the biggest compliments I've ever received.
When do you know when Jones heard you?
It was actually, you know, Kelly Jones, the lead singer of the Stereophonics.
Yes.
He requested that I do their warm-up at Cardiff Arena many years back, and so I obviously agreed to do it. And we were having our dinner before the show and talking about, you know, you're looking forward to it, and yeah, I'm nervous, but you know, I can't wait. And he brought it up about the Tom Jones. Was, "Do you like Tom Jones?" And I says, "Well, he's a world-class voice, you know, his voice is incredible, but because of my loyalty, you know, to Elvis will always be my number one, but yeah, no doubt he's a fantastic voice." And he said, "Well," he was playing here a few nights ago, and we got the chance to come down backstage, and we met him, and we were like a bunch of schoolboys, the band, huddled around Tom Jones, uh-huh, listening to, he was relating all these Elvis stories that Elvis was a terrible prankster, and they used to play pranks on each other in Vegas, in the hotels, and your name cropped up in the conversation, and I went, "Hold on, I hate to do all this name dropping, Jerry, but..." I says, I've ran into many big stars, you know, about doing TV work and all over Europe and all that, like Robbie Williams and Will Smith. And
yeah.
Says, and I've met them, and said, but I've never crossed paths with Tom Jones. And he says, "Well, he's heard your album. In fact, his wife apparently loves it, and she never stops." And I went, "What? Are you serious? You're pulling my leg." He said, "No, seriously." So I put my knife and fork down and sat back in the chair, and I said, "What was the verdict? What did he say?" And basically, that's that statement you read.
That statement,
that was,
he says,
what he was supposed to have said.
He said, "Finally, at last, someone who does Presley justice."
Yeah,
that's not bad from Tom Jones, sure it's not.
And it does put pressure on you.
The Beach Boys and I Get Around. Welcome back to the programme. You're listening to Gerry Kelly with you through until 5 o'clock this afternoon. Already we have some folk to please the folk people. We have some Elvis to please the Elvis people coming up very shortly. If you're a bit of a rocker, then you'll be very interested in my next guest from Nickelback, one of the biggest rock groups in the world. They're Canadian. And I'll be chatting to Chad Kroeger and Ryan Peake from there. And then a little bit later, around about 25 past, half past four, I'll be talking to Jordan O'Keefe, the young man who did so well in Britain's Got Talent a couple of years ago. He got through to the semi-final. Jordan has a new single out, and all the proceeds are going to Children in Need. So I'll be talking to Jordan in this hour as well. Chad and Ryan, welcome to BBC Radio Ulster.
Thank you very much. Thank
great,
you, Jerry.
Great to talk to the pair of you. It's been a while since you were last here. Working out could have been 5, 6, even 7 years ago.
It's been too long. We lost Ireland on our map, and somebody just rediscovered it. I think we're going to make it back there with this next album cycle, I hope.
Have you any plans, because I know you're going to be starting on a big world tour next year, have you any plans at all at this stage to include Ireland this time?
The honest truth here, I keep telling them we need to put it back, need to put it back on the tour. So I'm going to pin the agent to the wall and say, figure something out.
Good for you. Good
Seriously, for you. We go back there. We have a blast every time we come there. So I get hammered a lot there. I got to tell you, I get drunk a lot there, and I love it. I
you guys just like drinking all that Irish whiskey. That's what you guys like.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of it. We have
you
a lot.
Do.
Yep.
Guys, Nickelback's status and position in today's rock world, it's totally unquestionable. But how much do you remember about the early days when you were crisscrossing Canada in an old truck and playing for peanuts in small rural halls?
We can't even remember the last time we were in Ireland, and you think we can remember back that far?
He takes a lot of credit.
You know what?
That's Rihanna featuring Jay-Z there and Umbrella. For everyone doing the it's not called the transfer test anymore, whatever they're called. Good luck to all the kids who are doing that tomorrow. Now it just happens that a young man's in front of me in town today, Jordan O'Keefe. Hello, Jordan.
How are you?
It is great to see you.
You
again
too.
In
I haven't
Belfast.
Seen you in ages.
I have not. What are you doing home this weather?
I am just gigging away, just plugging away. And
have you been very busy?
September was, I only think I had like 6 days off in September.
Fantastic.
But it was, it's. I'm not complaining about it. So
indeed you are not. Now, sit forward there for me and show me your left arm. No, come on forward. Because you have a lot more tattoos on since the last time I saw you.
A lot more tattoos, a lot more pain.
What's written on that top line there?
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around, you can miss it.
What do the parents say about that?
Well, my dad was like, that's enough. That's enough. No more. But there's no point in saying that because it's just not going to... He was angry.
Was he?
He was angry for about half an hour and then... So you can't be angry forever. So, you know what I mean?
Jordan, how much has life changed for you? Because I would imagine it's changed beyond all recognition since Britain's Got Talent.
It changed massively at the start. You know, obviously, you're not going to be in the spotlight for forever.
Yes.
So it's died down a bit, but I haven't stopped. I've been gigging away. And basically what I want to do is start from the bottom and learn my craft, perfect the craft. So whenever, you know, I work my way up, I'm good enough that people go, he's doing something different. You know, I want to be different from everybody else so that I can stand out.
Did it come too early for you, do you think?
Maybe. Maybe it did, you know. But it's happened now, and I can't go back and change it, so
no.
I'm just trying to do what I can do. I think in my eyes, it did come a bit early. If I had known back then, I would say I probably would have done a lot better.
But it's done you no harm in many ways.
Well, I'm not working for my dad any longer, which is, I can't say
that's a
probably
plus.
Kill me for saying that, but
that's a plus,
I think he knows anyway.
Now, you've brought out a new single.
Yeah.
And what it's a Coldplay number.
Coldplay, Fix You song. How it came about was I loved the song, and I played it at a gig, and people were like, that's really, really good. And I thought, right.
When you try your best, you don't succeed. When you get what you want, but not what you need. When you feel tired, but you can't sleep. Stuck in reverse. Ooh. And the tears come streaming down your face. When you lose something you can't replace. When you love someone but it goes to waste. Could it be worse. And life's real, God, you hope and ignite your bones. And I will try, trying to fix you now. Oh, oh, trying to fix you now.
Thanks, Stephen, for suggesting that song. Long time since I heard that. Fergal Sharkey and A Good Heart. Really enjoyed your single, Fix You. This is to Jordan O'Keefe, of course. Really enjoyed your single, Fix You. Loved meeting you in May in Ballyclare Town Hall, says Kitty in Ballyclare. And just another one was by Jim Brown. He says, hi, Jerry, that man Jim Brown sounds great. I saw him a few years ago and still remember the great night. What's his album called? Thanks, Stephen and Clark Mills. It's called Return to Gravelands. Excellent it is. That's his current one. It came out in April. Oh, what a mix we've had today of music. And lots of people talking about Nickelback as well, would you believe? Ooh, we've about 18 minutes left of the programme. Marcus Hunter-Neill will be here very shortly to tell us all that's happening in Northern Ireland, would you believe? The Electric Light Orchestra. Roll over Beethoven. Bit of Tchaikovsky here to start it. Woo, love it. Well, it's that time on a Friday when my special guest, Marcus Hunter-Neill, comes into the studio and tells us all things, well, Christmassy, I would imagine, this time, Marcus.
Well, it is the season to be jolly, yes. We are going down that route. Are you having lots of fun?
Well, we started today because it's a big day here, as you know, children in need. Great excitement here today, I have to say. So Christmas is on hold, at least for today.
Yes.
Anyway, I believe you met someone very special this week, a young man.
I did. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with James Baker. I went to his launch of his art exhibition, and basically what he's done, he's a phenomenal artist within his own right, landscapes and seascapes and things. Then he decided to do something a little bit different. He painted celebrities portraits, had never done portraits before this exhibition, and it was all local celebrities. All the paintings were being sold for the Children's Hospice, and this is how I got on. Well, after stopping at nearly every single floor, I'm about to hit the 12th floor and see what awaits me at the James Barker exhibition. I'm very excited. Okay, so I finally made it up to the 12th floor. I stopped on every floor coming up, so I did, to make it into your exhibition. So what can people expect from tonight?
Well, they can expect to see a lot of portraits of local celebrities mainly. I've tried to focus on local talent, everything from modelling, the sports, the fashion, the everything I could think of. Trying to include it all on a trend to show the best of Belfast, really.
Thanks to all my guests today, to Jordan, to Nickelback, to Sean, and to Jim Brown. I've enjoyed the show. I certainly hope you have. I'll be back again tomorrow, 12 o'clock until 1:30. Hope you can join me then. In the meantime, enjoy Children in Need tonight and dig deep. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.